I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today, and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And it feels like it's been a while because we did the Summer House premiere. I was traveling last week for work, so we kind of took the rest of the week off. Our schedules are like all over the place.
Life is crazy. We are going to Hawaii next week together, so that should be an adventure.
Yeah, our friend is getting married. So our schedule is going to be kind of off for the next like month, to be honest. There's a lot happening. So we'll be to you guys early next week. And then, sorry, we'll be off in the sun enjoying.
Yeah. Aloha, baby.
We're going to be
lava flowing.
I hope we find our own Gable Mastiff, a la Kim Richards in Hawaii. Sure. Don't miss your flight, though. It's important that we get there on time.
I've never missed a flight.
Good.
Have you?
One time when I was little, but I blame that on my mom, not me. Completely. Like, I'm not the controller.
I've never missed a flight, but I also like to, like,
Are you an early to the airport person?
Absolutely not.
Well, you give me a look like I don't miss it because I there 6 hours early.
No. I like to gamble with it though, you know?
Oh, I see. Like, I know.
Like Michael gets pretty paranoid. I'm like, it's fine. It's fine.
Are you a bag checker usually? Or are you like a walk? Like that's how also the determination of like how early I get there if I have to check, which means I just show up 5 minutes earlier.
So typically not checking a bag.
Okay.
However, Hawaii, I have a free checked bag, so I might as well. And I can bring lots of options of things to wear. So yeah, I'm going to check a bag. And then I'm going to bring my own wine so I can drink nice stuff.
Oh, I love that you are prepping like that. Wow.
Well,
party is in your room.
I enjoy a good Chardonnay.
You know? We all know.
You can't get that. I don't think that you can get the same Chardonnay there.
Yeah, they have no alcohol on the islands.
It's just different. No, it's just different. Like, I'll bring my own wine.
When you want a breakfast wine. You want a breakfast wine.
Like in a coffee mug.
Yeah.
In the room, you know?
I'm a little nervous. I'm going to be honest. A little nervous.
I'm not at all.
I know you're not.
I've been very chill lately, actually. But yeah, if I'm going to drink wine, I want to drink good wine.
But if we're all together, if this is like one of our college friends is getting married. So I feel like all of us when we get together.
I think it would be mellow.
Yeah, you weren't at the Bachelorette, though, so who knows?
Well, anyways.
And I feel like you're going to turn it up. and I'm slightly ready for it. I don't know. But anyways, that's what's happening for us next week. 1 week from today, we will be aloha-ing.
Yes.
You know? What else is going on with you? I mean, it's been a while. It's been like a week and a half.
I mean, so much is going on. Everything's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything you want to share? What did you do today?
I don't want to share that. What if I don't get her?
Okay, I met a dog. Her name is Sandy. She's adorable. I want her. Michael doesn't.
She wants me to be her mom. I can tell.
I felt it from the vibes of the pics you sent.
Yes, she really wants me to be her mom. But
and it's like, do we choose them or do they choose us?
No, she literally the woman already texted me and was like, she's tired from you. She loved you. And she even said that. She's like, I can tell you guys have a connection. I was like, I know. Mm-hmm. Now Michael has to feel the connection.
Yeah. And I think it could happen.
Hoping.
I think your house as you get older is going to be like a Kyle Richards house.
Oh, tell me more.
Well, she has like 14 dogs.
Oh, no. I'm a one dog house.
Oh, you're a one dog house. Okay. Well, then I guess it was really off.
One at a time.
Okay. All right. I get that because you like to spoil.
Yes.
But I could also see you having like a storm.
Well, I mean, I feel like Sandy, she's coming into my life. You know, I was contacted to be in her life.
So. I got it. And I heard that she will emotionally fulfill you. So know that.
Absolutely.
Mary's also, she's doing weights right now. She's prepping her arms for next week. How much are we lifting right now?
Oh, fivers.
Oh, wow.
Fivers. Yeah.
I love it. No crystals, but we've got the weights.
I'm not at the right house. Crystals are at home. I'm at my parents.
Okay. Let's get into like some of the news because I feel like actually before we do that, I do want to say, okay, you guys, I was in Salt Lake for NBA All-Star.
Yes.
And I just want to give a shout out to the Barlows because I had like messaged John and I was like, John, I need to meet you. And he was so kind and he was like texting me. We're like messaging back and forth. And I got stuck at a different event. So I couldn't actually go meet up with them, but he was so kind and was, you know, and so when I was going to the arena where the Jazz play, where the All-Star was held, I was like, I went to the guy. I was like, hey, Lisa Barlow, give me some tips. Can I get in? And he let me right in.
You didn't have to get on your knees?
She gave me some tips, you know. But and you saw I will
where
say,
Coach, you saw where Coach Shaw worked?
Yeah, so I went to the University of Utah and I was like, Coach, but it was the day before because Jen did surrender last Friday. She is in Texas.
Where's the pictures?
Somebody had a video of her going in.
Okay. I didn't see it.
I can't remember what the account was, but they did say like Teresa, when she surrendered, she like did it late at night. So like there weren't paparazzi, but Jen doesn't seem like that kind of person where she would like go in at night. She'd be like, hi. Yeah. Is this the National Enquirer? I have a leak.
Right.
And they're like, a source says.
Didn't she get a tattoo right before?
She got it. So her and I believe it was her son, Sharif, got tattoos. And like, that's not going to heal well. I don't think they give you Aquaphor in prison.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
No, you can buy that for the commissary, I'm sure. Dana didn't put money on her books because Jen wasn't nice to her. So I don't know. But I was at University of Utah and I made a joke where I took a picture of like the scoreboard and I wrote a joking message of like, we'll miss you, Jen Shaw. And guys, the amount of people who were getting really upset about it because they thought it was real. It's like, no, this is just me doing that. That was just me. That was a joke. But Heather Gay was at the All-Star game.
Did you see her from afar?
They panned to her on the Jumbotron.
And when she's like, bye, Bad Mormon. Does she have Bad Mormon? Like, she's the type of person that holds Bad Mormon in her purse.
And she's like, oh, what, this whole thing?
She's like, oh, on the kiss cam, Bad Mormon. I'm kissing
she
my own
kisses
book.
Her book. Yeah. No, they just did a quick pan of her. And I was like, guys, but everybody was like, they're not Housewives fans. Sure. So they're like, who is that? Wait, what is she from? Like, just the moment's passed. The moment has passed. But anyways, I just want to give a shout out to the Barlows because they're lovely. And, I knew if I did see them, how hospitable they would be to me.
Next time.
It will be there. And there will be a next time. It is destiny that we will meet up with the Barlows at some point.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So I need to do that. Okay. I need to mention that.
I think that will happen.
today, you guys, I'm also like a little upset because we've all speculated. We knew it was true, but Danielle finally told us that her and Robert are over. And they broke up last November when people started getting inklings of things. And just...
So Thanksgiving after the season filmed.
It just... summer.
House. So after the season filmed.
Yeah. And it just makes me sad.
Right. But, he kind of lives like a nomadic life.
Yeah. He's Montauk to Aspen. She has been in Aspen a lot. And she was at his restaurant earlier in the week. So I'm hoping
maybe they're friends.
Maybe there'll be a reconciliation. Maybe she'll find someone, I want her to find her match.
I agree.
I want her to find her match. Who else is in Aspen this week?
Oh, so Bethany and Kyle are in Aspen together. And Bethany, you guys, she bothers me so much, but I watch every single one of her Instagram stories, all her TikToks, everything. And she actually wrote this weird thing this week. So Beverly Hills is just beginning filming. Dorit has the new hair. People are comparing it to Kyle's hair. I think it's completely different. We all know that Kyle's been 7 months sober. And some people are claiming that Mauricio cheated. I'm hearing rumors. People
imagine looking good and people being like, well, you're obviously doing that because your husband's cheating.
I know. It's so sad. I mean, clearly she's on Ozempic because she's pretending like she's not, but she is. But also,
Mauricio probably is cheating.
New
information though.
But also, Bethany posted this picture and it said something about we've been through so much together, marriages. And I just felt that was a strange thing to write.
So you're saying she's adding fuel to the fire.
I did. I thought that
where
was
there's smoke, there's fire.
She goes, almost 30 years later, lost parents, marriages, a gaggle of girls, reality shows, health scares, and a whole lot of life. I was like, but it's like
Kyle
lost
has parents. Been married before, though.
I know, but it's lost parents, marriages. Sounds like lost parents, lost marriages. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's what I'm saying. But she was married before.
Okay. But I thought it was strange.
That is typical Bethany, though, to lay an Easter egg like that to get people talking.
Completely. Now, I do think that this season, I think we're going to see Kim Richards and we're going to see Kathy, and they are going to start this narrative that Kyle actually has a drinking problem. And I think she's trying to get ahead of it before the season to say I'm sober right now. That's my prediction.
So you think Kyle and then this season is going to be on her back foot? Like she's on the defensive.
Yes.
I don't know, because with Rinna gone, I don't know. But it could be a Garcelle, Kathy, Sutton, Crystal kind of thing against Kyle,
Erica.
Dory, and Erica. I'm sure I'm missing someone. Not Rinna, obviously.
Sutton.
Sutton's on the other side.
Right. I don't know. That's just I feel like there is this sobriety.
There's something. There's a reason why she's doing it.
I mean,
she's getting ahead of something.
Okay.
Prediction. I'm a witch.
Okay. You are.
Okay. Let's talk this Jersey stuff because a lot happened within the week and a half we were out. So last week, Teresa and Louis were in Vegas. They met up with Jacqueline and Chris Lorita, which Chris Lorita, is that the same person? Because
he doesn't look good.
Oh, no. He looks great.
Oh, he looked the same to me.
Okay. Well. I did get a new glasses prescription and I have not been wearing them. So maybe that is it.
No, he looked the same to me. And she said that they met up because they both have Nicholas's and they both have autism.
Okay. So, but they also met up and then Jacqueline edited a caption to basically say she hates Melissa in so many words. So there's that drama, right? They had a lot to talk about. It was a 5-hour brunch.
Teresa's having a good season. Let's just say that.
This, I've never seen. Okay. Now, listen, everyone's going to say this is all hypocritical too, right? And you know what? I don't care. I'm a hypocrite till the day I end.
We can be flip-floppers.
Yeah. We're the sandals girls, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Sandals.
So then earlier this week, though, Joe and Melissa, they go on vacation to the Bahamas and they accidentally run into Joe Giudice at a bar. And thank God there was someone there to capture the moment, Melissa.
So you think Melissa really filmed that?
Did you notice that the sound was off?
Okay, so Melissa,
because there's probably stage direction, like hug each other, like get closer, like be, like look at me.
That is really wild, though. In like, what a small world.
I mean, one, I wouldn't put it past both of them to send a message, maybe say, "Hey, I'm in the Bahamas. I'd love to see." Like,
I could probably notice that both were there.
Yeah, like I can see that happening. But then you know, Joe's like, "Oh, but okay." So then, obviously, in this episode, they're talking bad about Joe Giudice, right? Like they, you know, fed the kids, basically, whatever. But then also on like Melissa's podcast this past week, Joe calls Joe a bad seed. So it's like this whole thing where it's like you're still talking shit on Joe Giudice, but then you're like stoked to see him. And then Gia's like, hold on, I'd like to involve myself in this conversation. And she's like, this is comical. Now, she didn't make me laugh when she said that this was a once in a lifetime opportunity to meet up with her dad.
But it was comical in the sense that you have talked so much shit about my dad. You said he's a piece of garbage. You're so happy he's out of your life. Then you have this chance happening. You run into each other at the Bahamas. You film it. You post it to get attention. And you guys talk for 5 minutes. You acted like you went out to dinner together and caught up. And literally, you were ships passing in the night. Like, but you're
then,
a joke.
But then
and
what
the
was
Gorgas
funny,
are a joke.
But then what was funny is Melissa comments back to Gia and is kind of like, you know, there's a lot of history. Like, you need to get rid of the hate in your heart. But then deletes it. Copy paste it and sends it from Joe's account. Okay. And then everyone like calls her out on it. And then Melissa comments, is like, oh my God, that was Joe on my phone because I showed him the account. So he clearly really typed that up really fast. But Melissa, we've seen Joe's posts and his motivational quotes and grammar, and we know it was you. And the whole thing is like, and I made this point too, because it's like laughable, right? Like, what if he really was like, you know, I think this would be a good moment. Maybe we have really let bygones be bygones, but this is like a nice moment and we should share this. Like, look, you can go from hate to love in such a quick amount of time, whatever. And just for the Bravo fandom to turn on you in 2 seconds. And it's like, let's put a stop to this.
It's the Gorgas are embarrassing to me now. And I was a Joey Gorga apologist and I can't do it.
You've switched over.
I really have.
Now, I know people are going to get mad because here's what's funny is like all this week too, like based on the episodes that have aired, right? There's been like Kyle versus Carl. There's been like Joe versus Louie, you know, Teresa versus Melissa. Like it's kind of these same things of like over and over of like whose side. And most of the time it's relatively close to this 50-50 split. And we'll get DMs and the DMs will be like, I can't believe people are on Teresa's side. And then you go to the next one. It's like, I can't believe anybody would be on Melissa's side. It's like, and this is why it's 50-50. Like it's so split and people get so upset by the results. Like we're just putting it up there.
But it really did feel like this week that Louis and Teresa are trying to actually like move forward and like make Teresa does. This is the first time that I feel like Teresa is trying to change and make amends and kind of,
I think she just, and I don't even think she wants it. To like make them. Yeah. And I don't even think it's like that. They want to make amends. Forward. She just wants to move on. Like,
but this is the first time we've ever seen that.
I agree. I agree. In a calmer manner, too, the way it's all handled. You're right. We'll get into that. But let's finish up with some of the news because this first thing is like the one of the funniest things that I've heard recently.
So at Luann's cabaret show, a guest threw up on her. Like you know, an audience member threw up on Luann at the show. And apparently Dorinda got kicked out of the show and she's pretending like she didn't get kicked out. And apparently she was horrible to the staff. She like they had to like make her leave early because she was so belligerent.
There's a few accounts of what happened though. There's some that said the staff was horrible to her. So she left. Leah was also there.
She got on her Instagram live and was like, no, I got an Uber. My friend got me an Uber. I'm like, I think she just drinks.
But you know what? I have to say, where are those cameras? Where's the legacy cameras? Give me that footage. I want that shit, okay?
But I think they went because they were trying to obviously, get
drumming
that to happen.
Up. They're drumming up, trying to get interest. And you know what? We're all interested. Not one of us has not been interested in this the entire time.
Yeah.
It's not our fault. It's Bravo, Peacock, NBC, Universal. We're
and Jill
all here.
Zarin. It's Jill Zarin's fault.
Jill Zarin. We don't need her anymore, okay?
She's not that interesting.
No.
She's too PC now.
No, not even that, but she's too, wants to be a producer still. Like, enough.
Yeah.
Go, you know, take your Diet Coke, get a hobby.
Right.
Get out of hobby. Here. Yeah. And then for our last thing, too, before we move on. Excuse me. The crappies are this Friday.
And you will be going. Oh, now I realized I could maybe go. My schedule changed.
Yeah. We will be there. I will be there. If you haven't voted yet, you can still vote. So go watch What Crappens Instagram page. They have a link there. You can still vote. The Crappens are like one of the most fun times of the year. We love supporting our boys of Ben and Ronnie. So if you guys are in LA, I want to say it's sold out because their shows sell out in like 2 seconds all the time. But you know, I believe there might be
a couple tickets left.
I think you can also stream it.
Great.
Get in there. And so see yours truly, and I'm sure a ton of other guests. I'm really excited to see like what Bravo loves show up. That's like always the most fun part to me. But I'm also like, I have to keep things from afar. Mary will like jump right in there and be like, I'm Summer Mary. And I'm like, I'm Courtney from LA, but I want to talk shit on you later. And so I can't be nice to you and you can't be nice to me because then all I want to do is be nice to you.
We did the last time we were there, Bronwyn was there and she was not sober.
Lit. She was lit. Yes, that is so true.
Well, that will be fun.
Yeah. And what would you do after a night at the Crappies, Mary? Let me set you up here.
Well, what would you do?
Well, after a night at the Crappies.
Oh, go to home. Like Sir?
I was going to say take your more labs morning recovery.
Oh.
I was trying to set you up here.
I'm so sorry. Of course you would have on your bedside table your more labs morning recovery. So you can get on that Peloton bike the next day. You can do that hike. You can do your laundry. You can be productive after drinking. I know you guys can, and you can with more labs. Go to morelabs.com/TJG for 20% off. They also have Dreamwell to help you sleep. And Liquid Focus for when you haven't cleaned your house in months and need to get revved up, take a Liquid Focus.
We'll be right back.
I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson, then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus, their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Ouai. Be frizz-free and go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Ouai.
Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button-downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy.
Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start I'll like do a 10-minute class, and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
And we're back with the Potomac reunion part
one.
This and was so okay. This is what I this is a reunion. When we talk about like lately, I feel like the reunions have been lackluster.
It's only going to be a two-parter, it seemed like. Which I think that's all that's we fine. Need for a reunion. Their opening was so strong, so shady to Robin.
Would you say it was reasonably shady? Or because also, by the way, Eminem is like suing, or like there's a trademark filing. Honestly, again, go to the Bravo docket because they always have things like broken down over there. Eminem's daughter, Haley, has a podcast that's called A Little Bit Shady. Okay, so, you know, he's Slim Shady. Hers is A Little Bit Shady. I believe he's trademarked the word shady like years ago. Oh, and so she's had it for about like 6 months. So now, though, they're like filing like this like trademark lawsuit against Reasonably Shady, because I guess A Little Bit Shady kind of sounds similar, but like they're different.
That's like a little bit much for me.
A
like,
little I bit feel too much.
Bad for Robin and Giselle in that just, moment.
I mean, they're being reasonably shady, but you know what? They touched the fire by trying to get us to go to that damn Patreon.
The best was when Andy's like, so you wouldn't even say it on your actual podcast. You're actually making people pay for it as well. Like, he roasted her on Watch What Happens Live. We will see more of that in the second part of the reunion. And I'm not a person that enjoys firing housewives. I'm mourning the loss of Lisa Rinna. You know, Tamara had to go. Sometimes they have to go. Mm-hmm. However, I think that she should be fired for this. I'm not kidding, because the whole point is to expose your life, to share your life. And I think it would be really interesting to have like Giselle and Rob been separated, Green Eye Bandits, you know, Giselle's on her own this story and have a story. Like, you could have had your hysterectomy story, but you didn't choose to share.
But okay, what I loved about the opening, though, right, is they're like, two, you know, this happened here. 2 weeks later, this happens. We'll have a watch what happens.
So then they must be so upset with her.
Like, they must be so mad that you did this after the reunion is when you decided to release this info. Like, you took our ratings, basically. Like, screw you. But then when they start, they bring it back to like the day of the reunion, right? And the first scene is them focused on trash. Did you notice that? It was a bunch of trash bags on the New York City sidewalk.
Oh,
like Robin is trash, basically. And another one. So this is another reunion that's taking place in New York. Do you think that this is now the standard, that he's either doing reunions in LA or New York? Because Salt Lake City went to New York.
I guess I just, like, don't really care.
Okay. So it doesn't matter to you.
That
as long as they recreate a set. I'm just finding it interesting.
Yeah.
That change. And I wonder if it's maybe because like Andy has his two kids now and he doesn't really want to travel out to these things or whatever it is. Or like, if it's just like it's just not that big of a deal to fly them all out.
I think it's not a big deal to fly them out. And they probably have the people there in New York that can actually do the filming and whatnot.
And I find it now, it feels like there's a big deal about the couch setup. Everybody is thrown off by the seating chart.
So we have Andy. Next to Andy is Giselle, Ashley, and Wendy. And then on the other side, it's Andy, Karen, Candace, who's wearing a Cookie Monster outfit, Robin, and Mia.
It's funny. I did not equate Candace's look to Cookie Monster until he said something.
I agree.
And I know she was like, well, you don't think this was intentional? And in my head, I was like, I don't.
I
don't think it was intentional.
I think it might have been. But so basically, it should have been Giselle, Ashley, and Robin on one couch, and Wendy should have been on the other, but Wendy couldn't sit next to Mia. That was the problem.
Yeah, it must be. And also, I thought Karen, I know you're the grand dame, but like, you didn't really do anything for us this season. Like, yeah, I feel like did. Candace could have been.
She didn't admit to an affair the entire season. She stuck to her guns.
Do you think that they themed it blue secretly for blue eyes?
I like that they theme theirs and they're all cohesive.
Potomac and Atlanta always do it correct. They always are stunning. They always are in a theme. And like, that works.
I agree. And then we got to talk about the Summer House boys immediately.
So Giselle is also dating Jason Cameron, clearly for a storyline. I 100% do not believe that anything. And my opinion, guys, on Jason has changed. It's changed from this past season of Winter House. It's changed from the fact that I keep seeing him, you know, he pops up in Siesta Key in the early seasons. I'm like, okay, you know, I thought Jason was this guy, but he's just like them all.
I could see that. I think it is funny that like Luke connected them. And then I loved Ashley saying that Luke basically is like stringing him along right now. and that Michael Darby showed up at the house. Luke was there, and Luke had to get on a train and go back because couldn't be there with the kids, which I respect Ashley Darby for doing that.
And it's interesting, the Luke comment, because I'm like, okay, is he stringing her along because he wants more of the attention more than he wants the Ashley Darby relationship?
I think that's just how he is. I think that's how he's used to relationships. He's a breadcrumber. You know,
I fucking hate those kind of guys.
So if you guys don't know about breadcrumbs is when,
just think of a Hansel Gretel.
A what?
A Hansel Gretel.
Hansel Gretel. What's that?
Hansel and Gretel with the breadcrumbs. That's how they get to the house.
The fairy tale.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know another Hansel Gretel?
Well, I think you're saying Hansel. You're not
Hansel and Gretel. I'm just not putting the and there. Right. A Hansel Gretel situation. Like,
yeah.
Your friend Hansel Gretel.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But it makes me sad her, and I'm glad she's like, no, you're not gonna breadcrumb me, you're either in or you're out, baby. I got two kids, one of them named is Michael C. Riley,
also John C. Riley.
Yes.
And the other one, I don't know what his name is because I never replaced my Dean Ashley necklace. It might be Dylan, but we're not sure because
Dean and Dylan.
Yeah, it's Dylan. Yeah.
Okay, how did you feel about Michael having keys to the house? Is that okay, yes or no?
Ashley's a fucking idiot, guys. Should we just say it? She's just a fucking idiot. It makes me so mad, all this, because in the beginning, we're like, Ashley's so smart. She's played this game. And then I'm like, no, she hasn't. She's so stupid. She really had me in the beginning.
She's
and
very, nonchalant about it. She could, well,
didn't work out.
Didn't really happen in my favor. You know, I actually can't get alimony.
He has a key of the house because it's his.
And then she's like, oh, but I do want to clarify, Michael is a great father. However,
there's some conversation happened behind the scenes where he said, you embarrass me. I am taking X, Y, and Z away from you. No, I once said something, but we're such good co-parents, especially Michael. He loves to watch the kids. He can't wait to get enough of them.
I mean, it doesn't seem like she's like sad or upset. I feel
like they're not really getting a divorce,
but I feel like she's like comfortable with the relationship. She's like, all right, I don't really care what he does. He's still going to pay for my house. I got my kids. I love them. It doesn't seem like she's affected by it.
Listen, she said she could. She said, so this reunion was taped mid-January. Mm-hmm. She said she could file in February. It is the 22nd. Have you heard of any filings? No. I'm just asking. Have you heard of a filing? We're a month later from after they've recorded this reunion and there's been no announcement.
Right.
Now, will I look like an idiot when tomorrow most of you listen to this podcast and she's filed at 8 a.m.?
But I'm kind of with you. I don't think she's not running to the courthouse to
file. No. And part of me thinks, based on her, you know, her tagline where she's like, there's always a plot twist. It's like the plot twist is she's still married and just making Michael look good. She's repairing his image on the show. But he wasn't on the show. No, I know, but I'm saying it was her choice. Like everything was like, you know, she wanted to do this. Like we're going to have a house and an LLC. It's like, Ashley, you're a fucking idiot.
And then it was also interesting because they kind of like throw Mia into this conversation because basically Ashley said, well, I want monogamy now. And Mia is like, well, I'm not as open about the situation because of my kids, but I have to keep doing the things that I did to get my husband to keep my husband. Mm-hmm. And that made me sad.
Yeah. And then I also
likes doing those things. If you like it, great. Go for it.
Yeah. But I also found that whole conversation about the housing interesting when Candace was like, so I just want to clarify a few things. Like you gave me shit because my mom helped buy my house that I live in. But you're saying Michael's helping you live in this house. And then Ashley's like, yeah. And you best believe by the time my kids are 30, they're going to have a roof over their head, meaning that Ashley and Michael are going to help their kids buy a house. I'm like, it's going straight over her head. And Candace's like, okay. Like, Candace, Candace said one thing about a dwindling uterus. And that was the only thing that I was like, I did not love that. Other than that, Candace ate this entire reunion.
She looks good this season, which I appreciate.
It was a great season, but I'm just saying she also came prepared. Like Giselle never does well at a reunion. Ashley's dumb. The rest of it's like they don't go against Mia's got in her own world dealing with managing members and CEOs and
Well, the best part was actually Andy defending the Chris situation and saying, so let me get this straight. Two adults can't go into a hotel room together and have a conversation. Like, then we have a bigger problem here. And then
Robin looked so fucking stupid when she was like, a married man should not be in a hotel room with a single woman.
With literally your fucking husband did this.
Your husband did this. I'd also still
but that's to see why the marriage license. It.
I want to see the marriage license, by the way.
Yeah, that's true.
I need to see it. Show me a marriage license.
But maybe they did it for taxes too, to get married.
I'm just saying, with taxes. Show me the license.
No. And then,
because if I was Robin,
someone must have Googled that by now.
Marilyn. Yeah, and I don't know how to do that. Somebody Google it for us, please. I mean, I guess technically I could Google Dixon marriage license, but I just need someone to find the license.
Prove but it to I, us. But how funny is it is that Robin specifically said, a married man shouldn't be in a hotel room with a single woman.
Well, we don't know that Juan went into the room. He was just at the concierge putting his credit card down like a nice man for a random woman from Instagram. Who knows if he ever got in the elevator? And I don't think she had a ground floor room.
Right.
You know, just
and then the other part for like then Giselle was like trying to apologize. And
I love that Candace was like, you don't get to come on the reunion after like slandering, or as Alexi would say, slander my husband all season. And then you say, oh, sorry if it was like misinterpreted. Like, no.
Absolutely. No.
And I love that Candace held that.
Your apology and shove it up your ass. That was a direct quote. But it is really true. The Giselle's patterns on camera, when the cameras are rolling, you know, you try to come up with a storyline. It was very unbelievable. Literally, Andy Cohen is defending my husband. You are embarrassing. And you should have ran with that surgery as your storyline. But
well, and I hated what she did too when she was like, well, Chris sent me a text apologizing. It's like, no, the text was like, hey, we didn't talk all season. You know, if I made you feel uncomfortable, like, I'm sorry. But he's not saying like, I did something inappropriate. He's saying like, if you think that I don't want to invalidate your feelings, but that was never the intention. And as soon as we knew that something wasn't right, we left the room. Like the story changed so much. I'm like, Giselle, you know what? You look really dumb.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Okay. Let's also talk about Mia. So they replay all her medical stuff and they replay Gordon saying, well, that's how you interpreted what they said because you have a rash. that could be from all your surgeries that you've talked about.
But what was also funny because she was like, well, if it was this thing, it could have gone there. And it's like, yeah, I guess if someone said, hey, that mole looks cancerous, Courtney, but you got rid of it, so it's fine. But it could lead to melanoma, which could be skin. Like, it's like this pathway of saying all these things. Yeah, well, anything could be something.
Just like she could be the CEO.
Now, you know. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm sure there's some truth.
The bank account thing, actually, I know because we have a joint bank account.
Mm-hmm. And you went and took out money.
Able to take out.
Nobody asked my approval.
Shit ton of money. And I was like, this feels weird.
like, I should not have access to this much money.
I was like, this is strange. They don't call her or like.
Mm-mm. So I could see. There is some truth to this story, but I also don't think that Mia was actually let in that much to this. So like, I'm sure that there is something like she kept getting her words confused. So I don't doubt that she's correct in some sense, right? Like managing members can be different from board members. Like you and I are managing members of our company, but we could have a board that has like other people on there that are not managing. Like there is, but I also don't think that a lot of like the way she was explaining, she was just setting people up to laugh at her. And I felt really actually kind of bad for her. I'm like, I think that there is some truth in this. She just can't explain it correctly.
And that she's bi-coastal.
Well, okay. As someone who also says they're bi-coastal.
From LA to Orange County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bi-coastal. Yeah. It's the same coast.
Potomac,
but I drive by
to Charlotte.
Yeah. Potomac I drive by Charlotte. It when I leave one to the other. And I see nothing wrong with that. When Mia said that, I was like, as Candy once said, we see each other.
I know. Mm-hmm. So now they're currently living in a penthouse.
North Bethesda.
Okay. Where's that?
Maryland.
Area. Okay.
Bethesda, Maryland.
Got it.
North of.
Yeah. And okay, wait. Also, Courtney just distracted me.
Uh-oh.
And she's drinking a water out of a straw. It's not a Stanley Cup, though.
This is a Simple Modern. But no, I'm not paying, guys, this was like $18. Maybe it was $24. I honestly don't know, but I'm not paying $40 for Stanley. I don't care. So
I heard. I don't know if this is true.
Mm-hmm.
But you're drinking out of the straw so much, you're going to get that smoker lip.
Yeah, that's a thing. But I bite my lip. I bite my straw, so I don't.
I was like,
you've never heard this? They literally tell you
don't drink out of straws. I never thought about
that. Yeah.
I don't drink out of straws.
So. Nothing a little filler can't help. Right, ladies?
Oh! Do you want to admit to something?
No, I don't have any filler. I'm talking about.
No, I was talking about the housewives. No, I was talking about like the housewives.
Sure. I don't have filler.
Okay.
This is natural. Look, I need Botox. I'd love some.
I need the 11s.
These 11s are out of control.
Mine are gone real bad. Okay. Anyways, what else? Anything else?
I just felt bad for Mia because I also think she thought that the green-eyed bandits were going to be on her side. And Giselle's like, yeah, so when you start talking about things, it really felt like embezzlement. Hey, FBI, should you look into something?
I know that was – it just
– Giselle, like
– no one's safe. Giselle, Karen didn't talk the reunion also.
She yawned.
I know. Robin got married. She's yawned.
Yeah. So I'm like, they're clearly saving something up for Charisse. But I'm like, I feel like nothing's going to happen.
I enjoyed this reunion.
I agree.
I'm really hoping there's just one more part and we can be done with this season.
I agree.
It's like a check mark.
You got it.
I finished season 7 of Potomac.
Okay. Let's talk a little Summer House.
Okay. I'm obsessed with Kyle Cook. I am in love with him.
I am so split on this on a 50-50. I don't love what Kyle said on camera, but I think he has certain points. And here's the crux of any show that we watch on this channel, on TLC, communication.
Well, I think Kyle makes some very valid points. Like, Carl, you didn't work for 4 years. I gave you a chance. You literally came coked out with no computer, drunk to work half the time. And I let all that shit slide. And now you're saying you're the face of the company. And yeah, the VP of sales doesn't even know what you do. You say you work 90 hours a week. Is your 90 hours included in, you basically have 2-hour actual work events, but you might be gone for 48 hours. Is that how you calculate 90 hours?
I think literally,
and Lindsay is bored on the couch and saying, you work too much. We're going to all these appearances. We're doing all these things. You should be compensated more. You're the face of the company.
Not true.
Now, it was not lost on me too that he said that comment about Lindsay on the couch and then later complained to Amanda about what Carl is doing while they were both on the couch. Not lost on me. Don't know if you noticed that. I was like, oh, okay. So now we're on the couch complaining about Carl.
Because Lindsay is complained about Amanda always in the couch too.
Well, and like
in the couch, guys.
In the couch. Oh, with your stevia?
Yes.
Stevia sugar. I guess it's like, for me, I'm like, okay, yeah. Kyle gave Carl an opportunity and that was so kind of him. And now Carl has turned his life around, right? Like that moment happened at the office where he forgot his computer. I'm like, I have not been on drugs and have left my computer at home before. So
yeah, but the fact that he was on drugs and
right
not coming to work.
Kyle is saying, like, you were basically unhirable. You were my friend and I gave you an opportunity because I wanted to help you and you're my best friend.
I gave you purpose in your darkest days. That was a direct quote.
Oof. That's tough.
Yeah.
But I also see that Carl is like, yes, you did do that. I did see I had a problem. My brother passed. I turned my life around. I became sober. And now I'm working for your company. And I go to all these events. Like, I'm very curious.
But he's probably only been doing a good job for like a year.
Sure. We're on season 7 and he got sober in season 5, right?
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, I see that. Like, I see that. And but I think also, he's also
but literally the sales team doesn't know what he's doing.
But I think this is what it is. He, outside of Loverboy, he probably gets within Instagram ads, appearances at other types of opportunities. He's probably getting paid way more to do that, where he's like, it honestly makes more sense for me to take these opportunities that are like, I post an Instagram ad and he probably makes 50K.
Let's be honest. Like, they make so much money on these sponsorships where he's like, I do this for Loverboy and I'm making nothing doing it.
Sure. I would be so curious to know what his salary is at Loverboy and how they pay him.
I also think it's a missed opportunity that Loverboy hasn't created mocktails and that Carl would be the face of mocktails.
Wow.
And because yeah. I think that there's a twofold where brilliant. You're like, and then when that, Carl goes wow. to these events,
Courtney.
You could Whoa. Take that for free. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Like, I feel like there's idea. Just this, like, but I could see how hard it would be to be sober and working for an alcohol company, Absolutely. Especially and going Nightmare. To all these events. Nightmare. I cannot imagine going to all these different events, having to be on, like, clearly from this season, especially, like, I think Carl's finally, like, more into his own. He's got this relationship, but he's on the back foot, right? Everybody's always arguing. Lindsay and Carl, everybody hates Lindsay and Carl. They don't like the edit that they've gotten, regardless of who they are as people. Like, they don't, I don't think that people love that. They were this number one Bravo couple. People were so stoked to see them happy. They go through Winter House where they're on their back foot because everyone's attacking them. They go to the Summer House reunion where Amanda makes that comment about Carl working for us and all this stuff that it's like, he's coming into this with bad vibes and there's no opportunity because he's not California sober anymore. There's no opportunity for him to, like, quote unquote, get away, right? Like, have a drink, have take a.
It's also like he's just doing everything to please Lindsay. I'm worried he's not pleasing Carl.
I think he's pleasing Carl. I think he's just very...
Really? I feel like he's living for Lindsay.
But I think they live for each other. I think they live for each other. I think that they are very much... I think Lindsay is a big support for him. And I think he relies on her a lot. Like, Carl cannot communicate. Like, him telling Kyle at the beach, like, yeah, I've been working on an email for 3 weeks. It's like, sit down with Kyle. I mean, obviously off camera because this is your own life, but we need the cameras there because we have to be a part of it. Clearly. But it's like, you're not communicating.
We never actually saw the email.
I mean, remember what
Kyle also, sent that 17-page email right, to everybody?
Right.
But we also do have the evidence. Like, I mean, Carl neglected this Coachella Valley.
What is this 9-month thing? If Carl's not even on the email, is he involved?
But he wasn't, like, I feel like he didn't keep the relationship with either buyers or vendors or whatever there. I don't even know.
But it's interesting because Kyle even says, like, he reports to our VP of sales who doesn't know what he does. So it sounds to me like it's a vanity title for him to be VP of sales. And that there's an actual VP of sales. And when they call Carl VP of sales, what they really mean is you're the face of Loverboy and you go, quote unquote, sell at these events.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I think that there's a little bit different. And I also think that Kyle isn't technically his boss. Yes, like, he's obviously the CEO of the company. Kyle's not his boss. So
they don't work directly together at all.
And I don't think Kyle wants that, right? But he also, I don't know that Kyle, one, you know, that's what they say. Don't go into business with your friends. So that's why Mary and I aren't actually friends. We just were very good actresses. Oscars, call us. Also, did you guys all see the BAFTAs from this week with Ariana DeBose? She hosted it. She said, Angela Bassett did the thing. And it's this meme. And this poor girl had to delete her Twitter. It's so embarrassing.
Oh, I saw like things flying around about that.
Yeah.
But also, like, but maybe let's flip this because I think it is Carl. It is good for Carl for not to be working at an alcohol company. So, and maybe in a couple of years we could get that mocktail going.
I love that. I just think to me is like, they're all trying to like almost blame Lindsay. Like Lindsay's in his ear and it's like Carl complains to Lindsay and Lindsay says, hey, I don't know that Carl tells her everything. And it's like, maybe we saw the last episode, right? She's like, have you talked to Kyle about work? Like, what's going on? Like, it's not Lindsay's fault. Kyle leans on Amanda. That's what you do with your partner. You always want the best for them.
Right.
Or maybe you don't. And that's a toxic relationship, guys. But that's for your therapist.
Okay. And then... Also, let's talk about the Maya Lindsay situation because
I am mad at Maya, by the way. I do not like this second season Maya. I feel like she's got this attitude that she is. Mary's giving me this look. And so clearly we're on other sides here.
No. She accused Maya of wanting Carl when they were just friends. But
she says she didn't say that.
That's not true. That's not true. You know?
I don't know.
I'm team Maya. Okay. I'm over Lindsay.
I thought when they sat down, I just thought it was really interesting the way that Maya, like.
Wait, Amanda and Kyle will get invited to Lindsay and Carl's wedding, right?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I think it's, I don't know, is this a Teresa Melissa thing?
It's going to be this fall, and that will be like the summer house finale. And I think Danielle, I think Danielle will go. I think they're going to make amends.
God, you're stressing me out right now. Like,
I know.
I feel like my whole face is breaking out.
What is the guest list?
Oh my God. Can we get on it?
I don't think we're getting invited. You're right.
You are correct. But maybe if Kyle and Amanda say no, we could take their spots.
We can get those two.
We don't even need plus ones. We'll bring each other.
Great.
You know?
Great.
Yeah. No plus one needed. I don't know. There's something about the way that Maya was coming off in this conversation where it was like, Lindsay's like, wait, and Maya just kept being like, okay, this is talking to the brick wall. It doesn't matter. You do whatever you want, bitch. And she's like, what? Did you just call me a bitch? She's like, I mean, it's how I call my friends bitches. I'm like, Maya, if you're going to call her a bitch, stand tall and call her a bitch. Like, don't lie. And then she's like, well, fine, let's do this again. And I don't know. Also, I think I saw Lindsay's point.
Oliver is shady.
Oh, but he's so hot.
You can tell he's shady, though. You know what I mean?
Like, also, I know that we said he was a chef, but he definitely works at Amazon.
Oh, okay.
But his Instagram is like, I know, but it's like Chef Boy OG.
Oh, he's definitely shady. I think it's very strange. He has another house.
He was invited to stay in the summer house. What do you mean?
I think there's something very shady going on.
I guess for me, I just didn't like the way that Maya handled this. And I'm like, I have to be honest. I can't believe that this storyline is like still going, but technically it's been only 2 days.
About Family Feud.
It's like
talking about Family food.
Yeah, but we said this last week. Like, maybe the fact is, like, Lindsay was basically saying, like, I'm sober for Carl, and like, obviously Maya didn't. I can guarantee that Lindsay did not handle this in the best way of communicating. Again, communication. Mm-hmm. But I think she's kind of like, I'm sober for Carl, so you smoking weed with Carl is not the answer here. Like, I do not like that.
But
like,
she didn't know that.
I'm saying Maya probably didn't know he was not California sober anymore. Yeah. I agree. I'm saying Maya probably didn't know that, and Lindsay probably didn't handle it the best way. But Lindsay was probably more mad at Carl at that point, but took it out on Maya.
Yeah,
and I just feel it's like
Carl seems very different this season.
He seems very timid.
Yeah, he's scared of Lindsay.
I don't think he's scared of Lindsay. I think he just doesn't know how. I think he's coming into this with a lot of trepidation.
You look so pretty.
And there's just, I don't know. They go to Malibu for the weekend. So then finally, you know, Sierra's back this weekend. We've got Danielle back.
And I love Sierra. She's like, I'm lasered instead of
black. She's like, a lot's changed this summer. Sierra is so hot. I cannot handle how beautiful she is.
I love that she loves New York. She seems like she's going to be at a good place. She's going to be like fun, flirty, and free. She's not stuck on Austin. How embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
I like seeing the Craigie Paige relationship, and I love what Paige said. Like, I'm 30. That's not what I want right now. And I praise her for
what do you think of her interview look with that white blazer with like the gold, like bralette kind of that sits underneath? Did you know? Guys, I love it. If you have small boobs, something like that looks so cute on her. I can't believe how much I like Paige this season.
She's always so Paige.
I mean, I know, but I'm saying like, she's just so much likable this season. Like, I find it very hard for who's going to be mad at her right now. She's one of the most likable castmates right now.
Yeah, I'm enjoying
her. I did not love the pajama outfit while she was poaching eggs for Craig. It was like one-armed, and then one arm was off.
I think it's also so cute that she's like, I didn't know how to poach eggs, but I YouTubed it so I could figure it out and did it.
I can't believe she did it on the first try. Poached eggs are so hard.
I've never poached an egg. It's when you boil in water, right?
Yeah, you boil the water, you drop the egg, and it's hard. So she did that off of one YouTube video? Good for her.
Good for her.
Good for her. And then, you know, I don't know.
Let's go to the dinner scene. I wanted to bring up
the Gabby astrology and Cancer Men thing.
Sure. They're bad. Don't date Cancer Men.
What did I tell you? Astrology queens, they're crazy. She's a little crazy.
I loved her relationship with her parents, though. Like, we are codependents.
As a codependent person, I get it.
Too much time together in COVID. I mean, I feel like she owns her shit.
I just didn't like that conversation. Like, this man is a hot man, and I understand. She clearly was very burned by this ex-boyfriend, who I think is the ex-boyfriend we find out that hooked up with Danielle.
Awkward. But like, she's clearly very traumatized from this. And so it's like, that's like her talking point is like talking about how bad her ex is. I'm like, ma'am, this man is a hot piece of ass and you have blown it. I'm like, Sierra, get in there. Get in there. Sure. Get sure. in
maybe that,
there.
Maybe that will happen.
But yeah. Okay. So back to this dinner, which I felt like
basically Maya and Kyle are chatting and Kyle has had a couple of espresso martinis and he's going to let it all out. And Danielle's at the opposite side of the table and Danielle had already met with Carl and Lindsay before and is kind of like, you're not getting compensated enough. You know, they're taking advantage of you. And Danielle is just listening and is like, you have got to be kidding me. Like, he's worked his ass off. You know, Kyle says they don't have a vacation policy. He's in LA. They didn't even know he was unreachable, you know. And then he drops the bomb. He showed up drunk and so coked out. He didn't bring his computer to work.
Which didn't you feel like it was a little, because I'm like, is Kyle coked out right now? While he's having this conversation?
I don't know. I actually think this is going to open a floodgate of.
They've said.
By saying this comment. It's going to open a floodgate of things.
Like people saying like, oh, I can't drink this. So much. Well, they've admitted on Watch What Happens Live before that they both done, like Andy had asked like, I agree or disagree kind of question. Like, have you done coke before, like drugs before? And they said, yes. Like Kyle's admitted to doing it.
Carl's admitted that.
And Carl admitted. Yeah.
He basically said I would drink too much and then I'd do blow. And that was the problem.
Yeah, for sure. Like this isn't the first time that we've heard of this. It just seemed very much like I felt like. When that's like what Danielle was like pissed about. And I think it was because it was like, you say what you want. Okay. If this is like the storyline you are having with Carl, but to say like the drugs thing, like that's bad. Like, because what you're doing too is like, you're creating this stuff of where it's like, you're making it hard maybe for like future employers or like something like that, where you're like talking about this person's like workmanship and like, this is your friend.
And I think Carl did a bad job communicating. He doesn't say he wants more money. He didn't say that in that email that we know of.
Right.
And maybe Kyle is like basically sitting next to Danielle and, you know, Danielle's like, he did that over a year ago, you know.
Like, yeah, she's like, is this in the past 2 weeks? No. So you're talking about from a long time ago? Right. Like he's a changed person.
Right. And then it comes up like, oh, so he wants more money. That's what this is about. And he's like, if he walked away right now, the company wouldn't feel it, which I think is the truth.
It is because he's appearances, right? He's like a face card. But, and I think but maybe also,
look what Kyle's done this year. He went on The Traitors. That's publicity for Loverboy. He did.
But that's another thing too, is like, they're like, oh, Carl's checked out. I'm like, okay, Kyle went from Summer House to Winter House to Summer House to Winter House to Traitors to Summer House.
It's like, but that's all publicity for Loverboy.
Right. But what I'm saying is like, that's like what Carl is doing too. But I'm like, if Carl is taking a flight and he's missing. I agree, but I'm saying if Carl's taking a flight and missing meetings, that's like fucked up. Like, you know what's on your calendar. Like, what do you mean you're not, like, people are looking for you? Like, that's a little crazy.
Yeah, and I think he does do that. I think he takes, there's two sides to every story, but I'm sure he takes advantage of the situation and feels like he is the face of the company, so he can do whatever he wants, and he has
a friendship. They were traveling a lot. All of them, to be honest. Like, a lot of them. And even Kyle was saying, like, I wish I had more time to do these appearances. Like, that's why you do them, right? But it's like, I'm like, clearly, I think what needs to happen is, I mean, it doesn't matter now. He doesn't work there. But, like, at that point, it was like, we need to sit down and really put a job description for you. And maybe your appearance, maybe your, like, vanity title isn't VP of sales. Like, maybe it's VP of events or VP of something where it's like, your job is just to go and do these sales type like events, like meet and greets. Like, you know, it's just, it makes me sad to watch this crumble because it's like watching that Summer House season. It's like, this was last summer. And literally like 5-6 months before this, Carl was officiating the wedding.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it's sad. I do.
And think I don't that, like that Lindsay.
I think
Lindsay is not the Yoko Ono here. Okay. And they're really, really trying to sell that storyline.
I think Carl and Kyle can make it through this. And I do want to say one last thing. I thought it was really funny how they asked, how is it the first time you guys slept together regarding Lindsay and Carl?
So awkward. She's like, I asked I'm like, okay, if you're like going to hook up with somebody and you look at them and you trying to be romantic dead in the eyes, and or like you're looking straight in the eyes, you say, do you see me as the mother of your children?
I
think it's going from midnight to six, not six to midnight. I'll tell you that much.
That's the wiener.
Oh,
hard to soft.
Well, let me tell you how much I wouldn't want to get it on if someone's like, I'm going to get pregnant right now.
They made love.
So awkward. I don't need to hear that.
Oh, God.
Shall we end on that and take a little break?
Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Okay, and we're back. We're in New Jersey. We're still at the mozzarella party.
Mozzarella.
And
Jackie not invited because she judges Danielle's clothes too much.
Jackie, you got your friend of status, okay?
Did you get those out of the hamper?
I was like, what's wrong?
Is that okay? I'm like, is that okay?
Well, first off, you're allowed to wear jeans and jean shorts more than once before you wash them. Everybody knows that.
Marge looked really cute in her jean shorts this week. I've never seen her in jean shorts, and I like loved that look for her. But I
don't even know when she was wearing jean shorts.
When her Jackie and Melissa go out to lunch.
Oh. Okay, but back to the mozzarella.
I could not believe that Teresa was like, if you want to be a bridesmaid, you can be a bridesmaid. And Melissa's like, absolutely, like, not.
We have a storyline to keep going. Do not give me an olive branch.
Oh, but okay. I was shocked that Teresa actually, and I think she was like, if you want to be in the wedding, like, you can be in the wedding. We'll make this work out. And I do think she was genuine about it. But yeah, how could Melissa take that invitation?
No,
that is
can't.
A fair weather friend. That is. You obviously can't. But
here's what I found.
But wait. Okay. Also, Melissa's like, it is fine. This is the last time we're going to talk about it. Like, I'm going to go to your wedding. I really want this happy ending for you. And I'm fine not being in the wedding. Then this is done. This is dead.
But like, wait, I don't want this to die yet. Hey, mom, were you invited?
Okay. And it's back on. Like, it's too much. Now, this is complicated because I can see how he would be upset for like her mother not being invited. Maybe like maybe.
But
not
I also
sisters,
love that
just invited
they only
the mother.
Said her mother and sister-in-law were not invited. She hasn't. Melissa has two sisters because if you recall, right. There's a storyline about looking for that long lost third
right,
sister.
The third.
Mm-hmm. Right, but it's like we didn't care about the other one apparently, or maybe she is invited.
No, she's not. The Melissa's side of the family is not invited.
I find it interesting because it's like, okay, for that, Melissa was on Watch What Happens Live too. And so first off, you guys, something's going on with her face and I need someone to tell me. It's not this episode. It's in Watch What Happens Live. Something has happened since, and she cannot talk.
Because
it's the teeth, I don't know, the too much filler in her. Like, I don't know what's happening. She's looks like a shell of herself, to be honest. I think she might have crossed that line with work.
Okay.
Okay. But on that, she basically says, why wouldn't you do this to play nice, to kind of like be fake, but to do it? And I thought that was really interesting because I'm like, okay, so Teresa stands her ground is basically like, I don't want them there. I don't want to be fake. Like, I'm not going to invite these people. Melissa's like, but you should be fake. I'm like, cause then we'd have a whole storyline of like, oh, she only invited my mom because like she's doing it for appearances. It's like neither side can do right. But I just like Teresa more right now.
So I am team Teresa right now. Yeah. I they're just so fun. So speaking of dates, were you guys invited to Teresa's wedding? And I'm like, oh my god!
Like we didn't talk about this before the amazing salad like, with old balsamic vinegar,
right? But the virginity rock shirt, that was pretty funny. What is that?
Also, how the fuck was Joe cutting an avocado? I thought he was like literally cutting the skin off of a lime. It was an avocado. I'm like, sir, we do not cut avocados like that.
I didn't see it. But she's like, she is making a statement by not inviting you. And then he's like, my dad's last words were just love each other. And they're like, Louis is making the situation worse. And did you hear he called me insecure? You know? And so
they're continually perpetuating. Like one thing gets solved and then they're like, well, hold on. What about this? It's like they always have to find something else. And I'm just kind of over it because I'm like, what else are you giving us?
It's getting embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. And then the other storyline is that she just goes into her own shop and takes clothes home so she can wear them. Like, it's just
obsessed with Danielle. Obsessed. Love Danielle. I hope Bougie Kids is going well for her.
Danielle's the next Teresa, by the way, with her storyline. The brother and the sister-in-law are secretly coming on next season to take Danielle down.
I know. And it is. And then it's funny because Melissa is like playing devil's advocate because she's like, I blame the wife.
Yeah. And she's like, well, as the wife, it's not me. And I actually feel it's very interesting. First off, everybody's saying Danielle was on True Life. I'm a Staten Island girl, which was on MTV. Which so I do want to just throw that. No, I know. But I'm saying like everyone's like, oh, have you seen this? Like, yes, yes, yes. I do want to just acknowledge we've seen it.
This is like really funny. The reason why they're not talking is because during COVID, she started making like Downy commercials that are hilarious. Then her brother is giving her so much shit. She's like, fuck you. I'm going to block you. And then he said, I was out of the wedding. And
now the mom doesn't talk to him either.
Did they go to the wedding?
I love that you have a house line. No, they weren't invited. But I'm like, what's happening that the mom's not invited? And then I also was like, by the way, side note too, this art show, I'm obsessed with them. Oh, I'm just like, I'm literally obsessed with them. Like her bringing it, first off, the presentation of the whole thing. The son is so cute. Last week and he was like, I have a really great British accent. And he's like, they're like, okay, let's hear. He's like, mother fucker. Like it really made me laugh so hard. I just think they're so cute. And then I was like, this girl is talented. You guys, I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm continually talking because Mary is on mute. Because
I was
the
on
house
mute.
Line. I'm like, the house line is going.
Wait, only talk so I was so impressed with her memory, with her presentation. She's a star, baby.
Oh, Valentina, queen. But so is Dominic. Her. I mean, they both are.
And I liked her parents. I feel like we're going to – I'm feeling a major connection with her.
Yeah, I really, really – like, where has she been all these years? Because her stepmom was once married to Caroline's brother, so she's been around.
No, I really, really – I'm connecting more with her than Rachel. The Rachel story was a little bit confusing because at first I was like – she said then she never got pregnant again. But I think – I guess she had two
IVF babies. Right. I think they conceived that one time she miscarried and then she's had two IVF babies.
Right. But and she said
they have five embryos.
She said that she could never get pregnant again. So that made it kind of confusing.
Oh, like if she had a surrogate or something?
Yeah. I don't know. I was just confused by the story.
I will tell you, if that's her body 3 months postpartum, I fucking hate her because I've never had a kid and I don't look like that.
I know. I think she'll get another baby.
Mm-hmm.
Now I also, so Marge, Jackie, and Melissa, they all go to lunch and they're like, well, she didn't invite you because you were looking her up and down.
And Jackie's like, but I need to be a cast member.
But also it's like so uncomfortable for people to be telling Jackie she's looking healthy. I know they're coming from like a nice place, but I'm like, I just don't know if we need to comment about her body in any which way.
Okay,
like,
but I did comment on the premiere and say she looked really healthy, but I said behind her back. Is that okay?
It's just hard. I just don't think we should be talking about Jackie's body in any which way, even if it's a compliment.
Sorry, guys. I apologize.
I know.
It's hard. Sorry.
Let's talk about Mr. Potato Head and French Fry.
You mean Buzz Lightyear?
Yes.
Frank is having a conniption because he's watching his status on this show go down the tube. He does not like that he has no power over Dolores anymore. Yeah. Paul is so respectful of Dolores when he's like, we're having a guy's night. And he's like, don't look at Dolores. And he's like, I'm checking in to see maybe we had plans on Tuesday. He does not like Frank because he sees him for the.
Well, he's taken advantage of Dolores for years. He got he got to have his girlfriend and Dolores. He had the best of both worlds. And Polly's like, well, now I'm taking care of her now. And she I got her. You.
Yeah.
Like
I got her.
And
he said, because they're having Frank is hosting a boys' night. Frank mm-hmm. doesn't have Paul's number. So he texted Dolores and he said, don't send a woman to do what a man should be doing. And Frank cannot handle the fact. Because I bet all like David was probably a pushover. He was never around. So
he lived with David.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm saying like he still served this purpose. And now Paul is like, no, bitch.
Yeah.
Dolores is my girlfriend and I will service her in every way, emotionally, physically, mentally, et cetera.
I'm excited for Paul and Dolores. I hope Paul is a good guy. I haven't completely been able to size him up yet, but I'm
love Paul. Paul is Michael is your Paul.
I don't know.
Oh, because he could be bad.
I don't know. I'm not all there yet.
Okay.
But I need them to stop face-tuning him. It's not okay. Okay.
Dolores is a big fan of Facetune.
Always face-tuning him. Like, he has wrinkles. That's fine. Like, just be natural. You know, we see them on the camera. Stop face-tuning him.
Dolores on the camera too. And she looks fabulous.
She looks great.
Lisa Hochstein keeps face-tuning herself. I'm like, Lisa. You're 5 stars, babe.
I know. Just stop. It's so embarrassing.
You know. So anyways, Frank is over there because he couldn't poop for 12 hours. So he's got to do his Easter bunny. Now, I will say my mom walked by when little Frankie was oiling him up and she was into it. And I said, okay, well, you know what? There's someone for everyone.
I wasn't into the Easter bunny outfit, but did little Frankie even get in the calendar?
It's like missed opportunity.
I mean, maybe he did.
No, I don't think he did.
That was so stupid.
Like missed opportunity.
Yeah, that was bad.
So did each man get 2 months? Hold on. I'm going to
Check that out for us.
Our follower TJ sent me a picture of he sent me a picture of the calendar and I need to go find it real quick. So let me see.
I'll keep talking. I also thought it was really funny at the Melissa Marge Jackie lunch. They're like, well, Jennifer is like in a downward spiral. She's really weak right now. Like she's definitely off. They're clearly like targeting her. And it was really embarrassing when she sat down with her husband at the end and Bill can't defend her. And Bill doesn't like her.
Okay.
It's so sad.
Sorry. I'm going into the calendar. Okay. So it looks like it is. Louis is January in a yoga pose.
Yep.
Dr. Bill, February. Mm-hmm. Paul is St. Patrick's March.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Frank April. Is the Easter Bunny for April. Yeah. Joe is May on his motorcycle. Evan is June with his shirt off and basketball. Mm-hmm. July is Joe Gorga cooking, you know. Nate is watering the yard for August. Mm-hmm. Fuda, I can't remember. What's Fuda's first name? Nathan? No, that's Cabral. Anyways. Rachel's husband is September with his lumberjack look. There's a Phantom of the Opera, but I believe it looks like a Joe Gorga because that is a small torso. So
October?
if he's October, then it's a group photo for November where they're feeding each other barbecue food. And then they're all wearing Santa hats with their shirts off for December. Thank you, TJ. I appreciate
it. So we really, October should have been, it should have been actually Chippendale's Frankie Jr.
Oh, like a God. You know how many costume they would have sold of that?
Yeah.
Fools.
Yeah. But back to like Bill hating Jennifer.
Yeah, he does. He hates, who do you think he hates more though? Jennifer or Joe Gorga? Because he hates Joe Gorga.
I think Jennifer. Okay. He's literally like,
she's like, I'm self-aware. And he's like, are you?
He's like, you're self-reflective sometimes. He's like, we're not paying the kids $14 an hour to do chores. Olivia's getting too big for her britches.
No, I love her still. I love her. I think she's a star. I want a little bit more of her. She's wearing pajamas during the daytime because she can.
She's aging out for me.
Okay. She's getting too old for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, I think Valentina, she's trying too thankfully hard. Valentina is there. She loves a camera. Yeah. And the camera loves her.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's talk about Louie Tree, Gia, and Gabby sitting down eating chicken salad.
I mean, Gabriella to show her face on camera and break out in hives to say, who the fuck does Joe Gorga think he is? We would remember him being around because of 5 years of our lives.
I had this like thought too, though, that what if Gabby,
nobody calls her Gabby, it's Gabriella.
Louie called her Gabby, I'm pretty sure. What if
they might, but I don't like
that. And he gave her fake Cartier. What if like she was lying and that's why she broke out in the hives?
Oh, she's her own lie detector.
That was like my thought, but I'm probably wrong.
It just was very, the whole conversation was very interesting. And it's like, cause she's bringing out, you know, Melissa's her godmother. They only saw, you know, they're mentioning because the podcast came out. And I guess for me too, I'm like, why are Melissa and Joe putting that on the podcast? Like they're saying it to incite something, right? Like Joe wants to piss Louie off so much that he snaps and does something horrible. He's waiting for that.
Well, let's go to this dinner because I do think, you know, basically Joe Gorga's like, I'm going to take down Louie tonight. This is the night. He didn't invite my mother-in-law, like my sister-in-law, all the shit. And so they start talking about the bachelor party and he's like,
Louie's, I also want to say, by the way, that I thought it was really funny when Fuda brought the gifts of adult diapers, Pepto-Bismol, and Tums.
Was that for the group or just for
I think it was for Frank. The group because they were hazing him and Nate, you know?
Love that.
Uh-huh. Okay, go on.
Also, I love the mega bitch comment. She's like, if my son marries a mega bitch, I will poison her.
Oh, Danielle.
Danielle, yeah.
Oh, I was like,
I just thought we just can't forget about that.
And listen, it's very interesting because the newbies seem to be very Italian.
Yes.
And so, I think also works into this whole storyline, right? Because it's very much the Italian way that you do invite the families. Like, if you recall at the christening, the Giudice's, like Joe's parents were at Melissa and Joe's son's christening. Like, that's just what you do is you do invite them. But you know what? Melissa's family, oh no, they weren't. Just kidding. I was going to say they were probably at Teresa's first wedding.
They were not.
He wasn't with.
First wedding.
Oh. To Joe Giudice. But yeah, they were not because they weren't together yet. So never mind. Okay, go on with the batch party.
So Joe's like, I just want him to know the piece of shit he is. He's garbage, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
He's trying to get a rise out of him, right?
And then
So he looks at Louie and he's like, they're like, hey, what are we doing for the batch party? He's like, and who are you inviting? He's like, I don't know. Why are you asking me this? I don't know. You know, and then he's like, well, what about the wedding? And he's like, you know, and then Joe Bonino, which is getting on my freaking nerves. I used to love Joe B. I'm over it.
Oh,
I don't know why. The scene of him and Marge talking about outlets earlier in the episode. And then like this, I'm like, you're just a little bitch boy. And I don't like you anymore.
Ooh.
And I know that's aggressive. And I'm going to apologize because I think he'll probably make the top 64 for March Madness.
That was a little harsh.
But he's a little bitch boy. Marge made him change his shirt 3 times before he got there. And then they were doing a passing scene while they were there. And Joe was like leaned over talking on his phone. Like, he's talking to Marge. I know.
Oh, whatever. I don't care about that. I like him. He's a good guy.
Fine. Okay. Joe Gorga could be the little bitch boy then.
I mean, he's yelling like, fuck you. You know, you don't know shit. You've been here 1 minute. You should be embarrassed to bring any of this shit up. And Louis's like, well, I live with your nieces, actually. And, you know, he starts calling him. He says, you're not a man. You're a pussy. And I think Louis handled it so well. He's like, I'm above you. Like, and then Gorga's like yelling.
He's like, hitting the table.
Your fucking balls. And Louis's so smart. He's like, I am tired of your theatrics.
He's like, enough with the theatrics. Like, because he knows Joe's not going to do shit. Hey, Joe, I don't know if you remember. We had an argument where he's like, what's this black shit all over me? Remember with the hair? He's like, biting my nuts.
Right, right. But Louis was Louis won the fight because he's like, totally. I'm not going to get to your level. And honestly, I don't know what to do because guess what? Your sister is 50 years old and she wants to stand her ground. And I don't know your family. And if she doesn't want to invite them, like, I'm not going to make her invite them either.
He's like, I did say it to her. So like, and that's still where she's at.
And then he's like, he's literally like, Louis, like, I want you to talk to your sister. Like, I want you guys to get it all out.
What would I talk about if we got along? He's like, I don't want to be hurt anymore. I don't know. He's like, well, why don't you just talk to her? He's like, I don't feel comfortable. I'm like, okay, now you don't feel comfortable.
Him saying that, I don't feel comfortable talking to her. And he's like, well, you need to be vulnerable. You know, your sister deserves to hear how you feel. He even says,
you're justified in your feelings, but so is she. So you guys, again, communication.
Right. And then like Joe basically says in his confessional, he's like, well, she doesn't want to move forward. She never wants to move forward. And in my heart, I don't even want to go there because I know how she really feels deep down and I don't want to hurt anymore. So basically he's not trying.
No, he doesn't care because he wants his paycheck. What would they talk about if this happens? Then I love in the scenes for next week though, because Teresa is so Teresa still. Like Louis writes like in a notebook and he says like, you know, you want like, want to make peace. Like, and he's saying to her like, you know, you should be saying like, hey, I want to make peace. But Teresa's like, so you want to make peace? But and he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, oh my God. It's like,
he's playing smarter than them. I'll say that much.
Like, I can't believe how likable Louis is.
I agree.
It's I am tough. Totally. I wish I didn't all these things that had come out. I wish I didn't know because then I'd be like, I'm so glad that Teresa's found this good guy.
Maybe we're forgetting the red flags though. The video.
I mean, sometimes I'm colorblind, so they look green to me.
I know.
I don't know.
There were definitely some misses, but I'm on their side this right now.
I guess it's just like, and I know people are probably so mad because we get DMs where people get so mad, like DMs. I'm unfollowing you now. I'm like, babe, this isn't an airport. Don't announce your departure. Like it is. Two girls' opinions, two dum-dums who watch reality show but decide to profit off of it.
This is just for fun. Okay?
This is how Mary and I like to spend our Wednesdays, okay? I like to spend my week. Guys, again, I've been texting Mary too. Peacock, it's the best.
Thank you for using my account.
I mean, bless you. You guys, I have been watching, by the way. You know, I love my old seasons. Vanderpump Rules old season. And we'll talk a little bit Vanderpump next week. Danny Pellegrino
is doing that. Yeah, so next week we're going to talk Potomac Reunion.
We'll do some Summer House and we'll talk some Vanderpump.
And we can even talk a little Miami.
Yeah, we could talk whatever pops up. But I just got to say, old Vanderpump is just like, it is just, I cannot believe what a time to be alive is all I have to say. I cannot believe we're in the golden era of reality television.
Did Southern Hospitality end yet?
It has ended. Oh, it ended weeks ago.
Oh, okay. I'm really into Million Dollar Listing.
Which one?
Obsessed. LA.
Well, I'm sorry.
The Joshes and Tracy. Yeah. Oh.
It's only three of them now?
Yeah, and it's really good. They're getting way more into their personal life. They're also really good friends outside the show, so it's been super fun because, you know, Josh is going through the divorce of Bobby. Bobby is on this season, too. Oh. And he's already dating someone new, and they're going to go to Vegas this week. It's a good one.
But didn't Josh get remarried, like, in real time?
No. They picked up an item that –
they want to insinuate that they're getting engaged, but probably just like a Rolls Royce.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it. I love it. God, I really do. I love Bravo.
I love TV.
And I love you. And you. And you. And you listening. And you.
And guys, just write us a 5-star review if you have some time. And we love you so much.
Keep your 1-star opinions to yourself.
On that note, see you next week.
Bye.